So the Jumbo Shrimp say the invitation to become a AAA affiliate is a direct reflection of Jacksonville's expansive growth. The owner, Ken Babby, is with me on Jacksonville's Morning News, and it's a 10-year term with the Miami Marlins that would start in 2021. How significant is it to move from a AA to a AAA from a business and community standpoint? Ken, congratulations.
Hey, thanks so much. Great being with you guys this morning. I think we are completely honored and flattered that the Marlins extended this invitation to us. It is not the first time, of course, that Jacksonville has had a AAA team. There are a couple of stints back in the 60s where Jacksonville was an International League AAA team. And we really believe, and I think the community has supported it, that our sponsors have been behind us. Fans have packed the ballpark these last few years. And Jacksonville now has, rose to being the 12th largest city in the United States. And so here we are, and I think we belong here. We're an NFL city, and very, very excited about this invitation.
Ultimately, does this mean potentially the opportunity for even more fans in the stands because of the back-and-forth nature of AAA to the major leagues, where you could see, and we have seen it through the years, where a star will be on the disabled list, and they'll come back out, and they'll start at AA and then move their way back up. But might we be able to see a lot more fan-friendly names that may ultimately bring more people to the ballpark?
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that fans can really get excited about, we've always prided ourselves on delivering great, affordable family fun. That's not going to change. You're now going to see a lineup that was already stacked with prospects at the AA level. But I would say a quarter to sometimes half of a AAA roster are actually players on the Major League 40-man roster that are sort of shuttling back and forth between AAA and the major leagues. And that'll be true, of course, for the teams that we're competing against. And so, we'll be competing against larger markets and playing against Charlotte and Nashville and Indianapolis and Columbus. And so larger cities that, quite frankly, we're used to competing with the Jags across the street when we take on Buffalo or markets like Charlotte. So I think this will be a logical connection for fans. But you'll also see a higher level of talent on the field, for sure.
What those of us who have been here long enough remember as the baseball grounds, 121 Financial Ballpark, now, today, will you seek any additional upgrades to the stadium or to the facilities because of the prominence here over the 10 years, and how much would you be seeking?
Well, I think you have to go back to the history of the facility, and I've actually been in touch these last few years, and since I moved to Jacksonville with former Mayor John Delaney, who many folks will remember led the process of having the ballpark built as part of the Better Jacksonville plan. And you can go back to the early planning stages of when the ballpark was first being built, and they had talked about building a AAA ballpark, and they did. And so we've actually had a AAA-equipped ballpark here in Jacksonville, one of the leading facilities in the country at 121 Financial Ballpark. And to be truthful, I think we feel very prepared and ready. We're in the process of putting in a new field now. We actually started that in the course of the pandemic. Maybe one of the few benefits of not having a baseball season in 2020. And Christian and our grounds team is completely prepared. We'll be ready to open the gates for AAA baseball this spring.
How big of a loss financially has it been this season without being able to play, and how significant of a boost is it to have this coincide with the start of next season?
Well, I think there's certainly no doubt, Rich, that people miss baseball. When the Jumbo Shrimp takes the field this spring, it will have been 18, almost 19 months since we played a game in Jacksonville, which is just hard to believe. You can go back through periods of war, even actually past pandemics. Baseball always bounces back historically, and it will. We have no concerns about that. Certainly, this is an extra feather in our cap, literally, as we get excited to move forward with this invitation from the Marlins. It's been a challenging year, no question about it. And your listeners, we are not similar to other small businesses, restaurants, and other institutions that just couldn't serve our customers, couldn't pursue our passion this year in doing what we did. But our staff, I'm incredibly proud, opened the gates as many times as we could to the ballpark for things like trivia night, bingo, even fireworks on July 4th. So, we found ways to continue to deliver our mission and providing great, affordable family entertainment, even without baseball this past year. And I think it was great. We enjoyed it, but we're excited to get back to calling play ball here this spring.
Because of what we know about the virus, do you see any circumstance where you would not be playing ball? I mean, it's an outdoor venue. We've done the physical distancing. We've gotten accustomed to masks and whatnot. The Jaguars have proven that they can pack in several thousand fans and even do a little tailgating. Is there any reason why you would see that you would not be able to play ball?
Well, as I was listening to your three big things just before you guys had me on, I love number one, which is in less than 45 minutes, we're going to learn a lot about the vaccine progress and hopefully an approval, perhaps an approval of one today and then another from Moderna next week. So we're following the vaccine timing like everybody else is, certainly not experts in the space. As I joke with people, I'll stick with focusing on selling beer and hot dogs. But the reality is we really believe we'll be prepared to play and open the ballpark next spring. I'm attending the Iceman game this Saturday with my son. It's their first home game and played to a reduced capacity, but they've done really well with ticket sales, and we'll be there cheering them on. The Jags have done it, as you've mentioned. The Florida Theater hosted some entertainment last night. Mm-hmm. So there are wonderful signs of reopening in our community from institutions that are putting safety first, and that is exactly what we will do at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark, and that's the approach the Jumbo Shrimp I've always taken.
Yeah, 38 special tonight at Florida Theater. Ken Babby, the owner of the Jumbo Shrimp, congratulations on the invitation. When do you all ink the deal? Is that a matter of days away?
I think it's probably a few weeks. Okay. There's still some legalities, as there are in any negotiation, not so much between Jacksonville and the Marlins. In fact, we've really solidified that portion of the agreement. It's 120 teams received invitations yesterday. It's worth noting, by the way, for those that are fans of minor league baseball outside the region, there are 40 markets that didn't receive invitations. And while this is great news for Jacksonville and our sister club, a team I own up in Akron, Ohio, the AA affiliate of the Cleveland Indians, there are many teams that didn't make the cut, and it's sort of tough days for them and their communities. And so there's still some details to be worked out between Major League and Minor League Baseball, but have no fear. We will work those issues out and get back on the field this spring.
Big deal. Congratulations, owner Ken Babby with the Jumbo Shrimp.